Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia, and we're excited to talk to an Olympics expert right now on the BetQL guest line. Sports betting's come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. Hollis Conway joins us right now. Hollis, how you doing, dude? What's going on?
Man, it's Olympic season. Can't be doing any better than this.
What's going on, brother man?
Hey, man, what's happening?
So let's talk. I mean, you have serious Olympic experience. The Seoul Olympics in 88, 92 in Barcelona. How much do you enjoy kind of getting locked in this time of year and watching just the Olympics?
I'm really locked in. It's fortunate and unfortunate that this only happens every 4 years, which really makes it special because there's no guarantee. You don't know if you'll ever be there again. It's so much uncertainty. And so when it comes around, you understand that, man, everything came together, the athletic, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, the health. It just really makes it special, and I wish it happened more often, but the fact that it's every 4 years really heightens every sense of emotion that you have right now.
You know, you watched Noah Lyles yesterday, and he was hyped up before it, and when I was like, man, save that damn energy. You know, how tough is it? I mean, mentally tough, stressful on guys as it comes up to those races. When you train 4 years to go a few minutes or so?
So everybody's experience is different based on the skill level, where they come from, because there are people who walked in the opening ceremonies had that same anticipation, excitement, and anxiety as Noah Lyles have, because I'm a high jumper. But you have people who came from developing countries who did not have high jump pits or high jump shoes, and the height of their existence was to represent their country in those opening ceremonies, because they were not going to really have a chance to compete. And I've seen people so nervous just when you walk into that stadium, or in Paris, you get on that boat and the flags and the sounds is incredible. But, you know, based on your ability, you know, for some people, making the Olympics is the height of their career. But if you're Carl Lewis and the expectations is to win 5 medals, just making the Olympics is not enough. And so I think the expectations for people like Noah Lyles, who have the ability and the opportunity to do something that's never been done before, it creates a different environment for somebody who really doesn't have that opportunity. And so you have to take advantage of it at that moment, because nothing's guaranteed 4 years from now.
There you go.
Talking with Hollis Conway here on the BetQL guest line. I mean, Hollis, you did both, dude. You represented your country and how cool that must have been. But you won a silver medal and you won a bronze medal. I mean, the Seoul Olympics, the Barcelona Olympics, you were on that podium. You got to hear your anthem. When you look at some of the levels of greatness that we're seeing, Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, some of these all-time Olympic performances, what do you make of what these women are able to do?
So, you know, once I came back to Earth, and you can admit this, when you're pursuing greatness, the everything that allows you to pursue greatness won't allow you to accept anything that's not great. So I'm trying to be the number one high jump in the world. I'm trying to be the first person to jump 8 feet, and you live in that world. And so
how do you jump 8 feet, dude?
First of all, how tall are you, Hollis?
I'm 6 feet, 1/4 inch.
And he tried to jump over 8 feet.
Almost 2 feet over my head. It's pretty incredible the career I've had and how high I've jumped and the things I was able to accomplish. But even on the back end of that, you realize that there are people who are much more special than you. Javier Sotomayor, who was, I consider, the best high jumper ever, he's jumped over 8 feet 3 times. He's had probably 20 jumps over 7, 10 and a half. You know, there are people like a Carl Lewis or Simone Biles or, you know, people who are certainly at a much greater level than what I was. And I think we just have to admit that. It's something different about them. I mean, because not only do they have the ability, but they do it at the right time, at the right moment, and they do it over a period of time that's simply amazing. You know, I broke down. I went to 2 Olympics, but they're 4 Olympics, and they're still competing at the highest level and dominating. It's simply incredible, and I don't think they get the recognition and the praise that they deserve.
People, we talk about, like, I heard a guy the other day saying, you know, every 4 years we get great patriotism when people start cheering for the team for the Olympics, but you and other people are trying to compete for it. How much pride you all take in that?
You know, the greatest experience I had was walking in the opening ceremony for the Olympics. Because for the first time in my life, I grew up kind of in poverty. I grew up in an all-black neighborhood, and I was just separated by so many things. But when I walked into that stadium and I was wearing that American uniform, it felt like the whole world was cheering for me, and it didn't matter what color I was. It didn't matter what political affiliation. It didn't matter what my spiritual relationship was. I was an American, and America was cheering for me. They were chanting my name. They were chanting USA, and I don't know where else you experience that feeling where you feel like you're representing a whole country, and they're backing you, and it's simply incredible. Now, once you get back home, you realize you come back to your whatever little corner you live in. But it's an incredible feeling to – I was honored to wear that red, white, and blue and to represent our country.
That's so cool. Can I ask, have you ever – so you go back to Seoul in 1988. You got the silver medal. You go back and wonder, like, oh, man, if I just ran this little bit harder,
if I would lift more weights, would be Mitch.
Yeah, if I started my jump, you know, at this position, or you look back on it so proud of what you accomplished.
Well, nobody knows this, but I've always wanted to be a young Brian Mitchell. You know, he was my hero coming out.
You're a fool.
You know, in 1988, I kind of made the Olympic team early. I became real successful out of high school. My freshman year, I became one of the best collegiate jumpers. And my sophomore year, I became one of the best jumpers in the U.S. And by 1988, I made the Olympic team. I really didn't have a whole lot of understanding what that meant. and I really enjoyed every experience. I went to every event. I mean, it was incredible. And at the end of it, they gave me a silver medal and the hat parade. It was great. But I really didn't know. Well, 1992, I was number one in the world. I was favored to win. It was all business. I knew what I had to do. And I ended up getting third on a tiebreaker. And it was really more of a frustrating, disappointing feeling because I had the opportunity to win a gold medal, and I didn't, and I knew what it meant. And then I was going to go to Atlanta and win, and I started having devastating injuries, and I ended up not making the team and really was on a decline from there. And so in hindsight, I look back and I appreciate a silver and a bronze medal, recognizing how hard it is to accomplish that. But there's still a part of me that's frustrated, saying, you know what, I had an opportunity and I didn't take advantage of it. I got third place on the tiebreaker, and the height that it would have taken to win, I can jump five times that year. And so the experience is different based on your expectations, your ability, and your opportunity. It's just not the same for everyone.
I watched some of the ladies jumping yesterday, and – yeah, I tried the high jump when I was in like the 10th grade, and I couldn't.
That's the one where you go backwards, right?
Yeah, yeah. And to get that skill to be able to bend your back that way at that moment and then bring your feet across the thing, because the feet aren't always hanging down and you got to just bring them over. I don't know how you do it.
It's a lot easier. You know, we all wonder the same thing. We think about a pole vaulter. How does he bend that pole and get up? You think about a triple jumper. How do they get their feet in position? Physics kind of happens. If you run the right approach in a high jump, I'm a motivational speaker, and I speak on this all the time. If you run the right approach, it puts you in position. You know, gravity and physics takes place, and it all happens by itself. It's really not hard at all for that thing to happen. You just have to have the ability to jump. But if you run your turn, you're going to spin, you're going to end up backwards, and your feet are going to come up automatically.
That's crazy, man. The Fonzberry flop, is that what it is?
Punt return and running it back.
Nah, at punt return, just go in your hand, you just start running scared.
So, you know, were you two in college at the same time?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Hollis? How?
Yes.
Listen, Brian is a dear friend of mine. He's like a big brother to me. How wildly cocky was Brian Mitchell in college?
I don't know if he was cocky, but he was very confident. But his work ethic matched it, and it put him in position, because if he said something, it was happening anyway. It was nothing you could do to stop it. So it came across as cocky to people who were frustrated that they couldn't stop him.
I
remember
that.
When he first got there, he was not as successful when he first got there, so maybe it was a little bit of cocky, but man, Brian was a monster athlete.
For sure.
I'll pay you later, dog.
talking with Hollis Conway.
Hey, I think I'm going to say, Hollis, so you are free to come on 11 or 12 your time? 10 or 11 your time? He said, yeah, $5.
We'll Venmo you, dude. Talking with Hollis Conway here, two-time Olympic medalist in the high jump. Hollis, I got to ask, so your event was high jump, but there's a pole vaulting clip that has gone very viral,
lately.
From the Olympics. have you seen the French pole vaulter that knocked over the bar with his...
He lost because of his person.
Yeah. Have you
that
ever
has never
seen...
happened to me.
Have you ever seen or heard of anything like that?
You know, the pole vault, it happened because they go over stomach down. I've seen it happen. I mean, sometimes women will catch it with their breasts. And it's just the position. And eventually, the bar goes up high enough to where there's just no room for any error. And the same thing, it ends up going over backwards. You know, eventually the bar gets high enough that you just don't have that much room. And so anything that sticks out a little more than the other parts is going to hit the bar.
They got to find out what the hell he was thinking about. He got him excited and he messed up his opportunity.
Whoever he spoke to before his run, you need to get that person out of the stadium. Like, that dude needs blinders on.
He might have been proud of himself.
Oh, he was proud.
Clearly very proud.
He may be getting more phone calls now than he was getting before.
Going forward now.
You've got a different medal.
Going forward now, what are you most excited for in kind of the remaining Olympic events?
One of the great things about the Olympics, we get to see things that people don't normally pay attention to. So yesterday I was watching all at the same time. I was watching ping pong, then I went to 3-on-3 basketball, went to beach volleyball, indoor volleyball, and team handball. You know, it's so many things that you can explore and see incredible talent. I mean, synchronized swimming, synchronized diving. It's just, I love this time of the year because I think the Olympics is one of the greatest spectacles in the world because it lets people know that there's an opportunity for you to find success in a broad variety of events. People have different talents, and you may not be the fastest man in the world, but you might be able to be one of the best ping pong players in the world. It takes away people's excuse. There's talent in all of us. You just need to find the right event to be in to be successful.
Yeah,
and so I try to watch as many things as I can watch because you may not see them again for another 4 years.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. It's
JP going to be in the next Olympics for doing pickleball.
I doubt it, but you never know.
Pickleball is crazy right now.
Fastest
growing thing ever, and I've seen some 80-year-olds with some incredible talent.
They can play, man. Hollis, I wanted to ask you something else. So it's my understanding you grew up in Shreveport. Are you aware that B. Mitch convinced us that he was driving to Canada, but in fact, he only had to drive to Shreveport?
No, they don't know how to listen, Hollis. I told him I had to drive up north to do a camp. They had a camp in Shreveport for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They assume I was driving to Canada, which is not very smart.
If he tells you that he has to drive up north for a Canadian football preview, wouldn't that imply he's driving to Canada?
No, if they want me to come to Canada, they're going to fly me.
Well, so I live in Lafayette, Louisiana. We have a hockey team here called the Ice Gators. So it's Louisiana. We do all kinds of things. You can find a jambalaya of anything in Louisiana. So there may be some Rough Riders trying to experience the Cajun culture.
I got to get down to Lafayette, man. If it's the last thing I do.
Hey, Hollis, we going to get him down there and give him the Cajun way, brother.
Oh, man, the food, the culture, the music. You need to come to Lafayette.
So, Hollis, last thing. So, if I am seeing this right, it looks like your all-time high might have been 7, 9, 3/4. Is that right?
7, 10 and a half.
Yeah.
So I still hold the indoor and outdoor NCAA records that I set in 1989. 7, 9 and a quarter indoors and 7, 9 and 3/4 outdoors.
Didn't we have you and Neil jumped over 7, 8 in college at the same time?
7, 6 and a half. Neil Guidry from Kaplan, Louisiana.
They were both on the same tape track team.
That is wild. What will the winner of this
Salt and Pepper.
What's that?
Salt and Pepper Day.
Oh, it's a white dude jumping 7'7"?
Yeah.
Damn. But what are these guys like, what do you expect the gold medal winner to what will his height be now?
So I'm learning real quickly that the height is not as important as getting the gold medal. You know, once you win the gold medal, I mean, you're basically done. Nobody's going to break a record after that because it's such an emotional event. And so it just depends on how the competition goes because I think in the women's high jump, the winner had just jumped the world record, but the height she jumped to win the gold medal was far lower than what she jumped at the world record because once you win that gold medal, that's what you're there for. It's kind of hard to jump after that.
What is the height struggling for
a few years?
But like, what are they going to?
I would hope. I think they would jump 7, 8, 7, 9, somewhere in that range. Unless you have to jump high to win, Normally 7, 8, 7, 9 will be in the gold medal range almost every time.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool. So it's not something where, you know, some of these records just continuously get broken. This sounds
nobody
like,
going to be jumping 9 feet one day.
It sounds like it's staying pretty steady.
I don't know about that, Brian. Because at one point, people thought it was impossible to jump 7 feet. And then they thought it was impossible to jump 8 feet, just like they thought it was impossible to run a 4-minute mile. So, you know,
you never
say never. You just keep jumping.
All right.
Hey, Hollis, thank you so much for the time, man. It was a lot of fun.
Anytime I get to be on with the great Brian Mitchell, my life is a little bit better today.
I'm starting to think that Hollis and Doc Walker are related. All right, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Y'all be good.
That was awesome, man. Thanks. Hollis Conway, 2-time Olympic medalist, joining us on the BetQL guest line. Now, as much fun as that conversation was, what's not fun are the steamy summer temperatures we've been dealing with here in D.C. We all know they're coming, and they have arrived with a vengeance, man. Now, if you're already sweating whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, call the 5-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service, replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Check them out, Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals. When we come back, there's a laughable NFL list about best quarterbacks, best players. We got to break it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Down. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam. very cool talking with an Olympian right there, just about what the experience is and representing your country. Maybe Hollis Conway could play 3-on-3 next year. If he's able to jump that high, maybe he'll perform better than the current group. Good news on the fan. Jeff claims his stomach's fixed. You good, Jeff?
We don't know that yet.
Jeff also made me worried about some meat I may have just eaten. Jeff, are you back in business, buddy?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Yes. I'm glad to hear it. We're going to have to go around the room. Jeff just told me about a listeria outbreak. I got a sandwich from a deli yesterday near my house.
Was it boar's head?
I don't know. But it was good. I just ate it. So,
let's just hope it wasn't one of those packages that they were calling.
This is like a deli, so they get like the big thing and then slice it up themselves. Should that separate it?
Same cow.
Huh? That's true. Here, I wanted to have a real conversation about something. And unfortunately, this is exactly what they hope to accomplish, which I realize I'm like feeding into it and it kind of pisses me off, but I don't care. Every year, the NFL puts out their top 100 list of players. And this is as voted on by the players, right? So, ideally, they get it right. I'm not really that mad about number one on the list.
No, I'm not either.
Number one on the list, the best player in football, Tyreek Hill. I think few players have impacted football the way the last 5-7 years as Tyreek. Tyreek has really forced significant changes to NFL coverages. I think especially combined with the kind of the rule changes that have helped all NFL receivers. Mm-hmm. You really can't run like single high against him. Tampa 2 has kind of really gone out of style. Most modern NFL defenses are constantly trying to hide their coverages, and they kind of rotate throughout a play, whereas it used to just be quarters or trips, like whatever it was, you had a very assigned area.
You can't do that with him on the field.
It's totally changed, right?
Yeah.
Now, I would say it also helped that he had Mahomes, but the numbers he put up last year in Miami were staggering.
With Tua.
Almost 1,800 receiving yards, 13 touchdowns, averaged .112 a game. He was just a monster. Anybody that was at when the Dolphins came to town to play the Skins, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
First play of the game.
We knew how good he was from the opening kick. offensive play.
So, I'm not mad that Tyreek got voted top. Now, I think if you're just saying the best player versus the most important player, that might be different.
Yeah, but I think that's what it's all about. It's like when players vote for it, players are more or less, they're not voting for great quarterbacking. They're going for athleticism. And that's why you got Tyreek and Lamar back-to-back.
So that's where I have beef. There's no list where Mahomes shouldn't be the first quarterback.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. This is not the best quarterback. This is the best player, and what they mean, athlete. And I think that is what players are going to look at. If you ask anybody outside of the players, Pat's going to be number one on the list all the time because we look at the position and we make the importance of it. But players still will tell you that quarterback probably can't do their position.
I think some of it is a twofold. And that's a fair assessment of it. But I think there's more factors. I think, one, you get to a point, and we saw this with Michael Jordan, right? And we saw it with Brady even, where people just get tired of one guy winning, so they vote for somebody else in these sorts of things.
That's different, though.
And I think there's enough people that are just mad at how good the Chiefs are that they're like, man, they're not even that good, and they vote for somebody else.
This is just all the football players voting on this one. And I think football players think totally different than the media. I can see if it was media, that could be understood. Still, they wouldn't put no Lamar or nobody else in front of Pat.
Right, but you don't think there's some players now that when they do the voting that are just like, man, to hell with Mahomes. I'm putting somebody else up there because they keep knocking us out of the playoffs.
They know how good Pat is and how good the Chiefs have been. But every defensive player knows you don't want Lamar to leave the pocket. You know what I mean? although he hadn't gotten over that hump, they still know how difficult that is to prepare for.
I just, there's no list. I'm not a Lamar hater. Those guys exist. I like Lamar, but Mahomes is the dude. If you want to put Tyreek ahead of him because he's the most unguardable guy in football, I can.
Pat was fourth. Who was the third guy?
McCaffrey.
Yeah. So is McCaffrey better than Pat?
No.
As an overall football player, yes. But he's not a better quarterback than he is, by no stretch of the imagination.
But Lamar is not a better quarterback.
I don't think he is. But he's a better athlete than he is.
Jeffrey, you root for the Ravens, weirdly. How do you feel about Patrick Mahomes landing fourth? And this is NFL players voted. Even though sometimes the NFL player voting is the equipment manager they give this piece of paper to, but whatever.
That's just when they're doing the Pro Bowl.
I can't imagine they take the Pro Bowl's got money attached to it. This doesn't. I can't imagine this is the most serious voting in the world, but regardless, Jeff's worried about his car.
Nah, I was just looking. I'm good.
Patrick Mahomes ranks fourth behind Tyreek Hill, Lamar Jackson, and Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, those guys,
it's incorrect.
Dude, Lamar is a better athlete than Patrick Mahomes, bro.
They're not voting on success, and you know, it's just athleticism.
Yeah, athleticism.
It's supposed to just be top 100 players. There's no caveat for athleticism.
That's how the players
but
vote. Players don't think like the regular person. Players think about which guy will give me more fits.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, Mahomes.
Yo, and Mahomes has been giving everybody fits since he got in the league.
I mean, Mahomes, yes, he can move. He can extend the play. But Lamar, if Lamar could do the same thing, but the difference with Lamar, he could also bust it for 80 yards down the sideline for a touchdown.
I know what JP's saying.
But Mahomes will get one.
I'm telling you, I know how these players think, and they think completely opposite of what you're thinking. You're thinking on the level – how can you say a quarterback's better than Mahomes, but you say another person is better than him because of that? They don't look at when they're looking at this right here, and that what that is. This gives Pat Mahomes more prowess because they're saying this dude who's not supposed to be able to run like the rest of them. He's the fourth best player in the league, which means he will. Pat Mahomes, not the fastest, don't look super athletic, but he'll run touchdown on your ass in a heartbeat.
Yeah, man. I just think, I mean, it's silly, and this is exactly what they want, is us to yell about the list. But I also think it's pretty interesting.
I heard the junkies talking about it this morning.
Did they?
And they were talking exactly like you are. Well, JP was talking exactly like you're talking. Because it was like, he couldn't get rid of the mindset of the quarterback. But EB understood that this is players who are telling you who they see as the better athlete.
I think you could make the argument, if it's true athlete, like if that's what you're going for here, Tyreek, I'd say Myles Garrett and Trent Williams, and they're both in the top 10.
They'll never put them big dudes in there. Yeah, you like those guys. Ain't nobody putting no damn D lineman, offensive lineman in no most athletic.
Dude, Garrett's fifth.
Okay.
And Trent's eighth,
seventh. They ain't going to be first.
Yeah.
They ain't going to put it in. Nah, unless Trent come back and do a beat Adrian Peterson by 5 steps on that little thing they did together.
Do you think Pat actually cares about this?
No, not at all. Pat said, I got three already.
I mean, it's also kind of interesting. If you look at Tyreek Hill, won one with the Chiefs, hasn't won since he left.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar has had no playoff success. McCaffrey has now lost one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett, no real playoff success. Jones has 3.
Yeah.
Trent, no ring. TJ Watt, no ring. Kelsey. There are 3 Chiefs players in the top 10. Tells you something.
And what a lot of players will tell you is that is why Pat has so much success. He got Kelsey, and he got somebody on the defense to help him out too. You know what I'm saying? So with the overall team success comes down to how good is your team, not necessarily how good is one person. But if I had to go out there and say, I got to stop this one guy, that is what those guys are thinking about.
Lanville, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes being not only the fourth best player in the NFL, but the second best quarterback?
I get if you want to put maybe somebody in a different position ahead of Mahomes, but Mahomes has like dominated the league at the quarterback position since he began starting in 2018. I don't know how you can put anybody ahead of him. I think what people are doing is they're just voting Lamar. Lamar did win the MVP. I mean, it's not like he's a bad quarterback by any means, but I think that's why.
So Lamar shouldn't have won the MVP?
What?
So he had not won the MVP?
I think he should have.
I think last year he earned it.
So if he won the MVP and you're voting on this thing, and it's normally because of what it was regular season, you could say he was the better quarterback if he won the MVP, right?
Mahomes has 18 career playoff game starts. Guess the touchdown total in 18 playoff games.
18 games, probably, it got to be 50. 40, 45.
41 touchdowns to 8 picks in 18 playoff games.
Yeah.
That's just bananas. That is absurd. In 96 regular season starts, how many TDs do you think Pat's thrown?
200 or something?
219.
But the thing is, JP,
that is just bananas.
If you're a D coordinator, who are you going to have a harder time game planning for?
Pat Mahomes.
No way.
Yes.
Every time. A guy that's won 3 Super Bowls. Yeah.
The reason is, you all are making it into a quarterback competition.
That's my only beef is that I think Mahomes should be ahead. That should be the top quarterback.
But this is the question. But you don't have a problem with Lamar winning MVP.
Because that was an award based on last year's regular season.
And Lamar was phenomenal. This was based off of last year's regular season.
I guess that's a fair point. But how would you answer Jeff's question then?
What question?
If you're a D coordinator,
it's easier to prepare for Pat, but it don't mean you're going to be able to stop him.
Right.
It's way harder to prepare for Lamar.
There is a book on how to beat Lamar. Not everybody can pull it off, but there are teams that have done it repeatedly.
But when you're a D coordinator, the thing about him is you say, let's make him pass it. But what the hell if he runs it? You know what I mean? Like, Pat has had weapons that made him easier.
Pat also runs it when he needs to.
He runs too.
Like,
Pat Mahomes winning Super Bowls with Byron Pringle.
Yeah, that team last year wasn't
It was
loaded.
Just Byron Pringle.
I was about to say.
See, this is the whole thing. This is a part of football talk that normally makes me annoyed. Pat Mahomes don't win just by winning. Just like Tom Brady ain't win just because Tom Brady. That damn defense and that special team helped the hell out of Tom Brady win 6.
But
and last year,
the Ravens have an awesome defense and special teams, and Pat wins, and Lamar hasn't.
I'm not trying to tell you. I'm just trying to say he gets help, not just him by himself. But in the regular season, Lamar was the MVP. If you say he's the MVP and that's okay, then it's okay for him to be a better quarterback last season in some players' minds.
Kelce obviously is a future Hall of Famer. But look at the rest of the – who do you think the leading pass-catching receiver was last year for Kansas City?
I don't know who he was, but I know you got a Hall of Fame tight end. You got a guy in Pacheco who has played as good as any damn body out there on the field. Just because you don't have when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, what do you say? They make other people better.
Sure.
So he's made guys better. But the ultimate thing is just getting ready for a game. I guarantee you that D coordinator will lose more sleep dealing with Lamar than he will be dealing with Pat.
Yeah, probably.
And look at the receivers Lamar then had in his career.
If you're going to play Mahomes, you just accept the fact that you're going to lose and then you move on with your life.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Are you tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, it's time to switch to Rood and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rood 18 Serum Verde heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable when I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's Rood.com. to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
6-7 the fan. It's funny, B. We talked about it last week, how just when you think the Nats are cooked and everything's going to kind of fall apart,
they come right back.
They usually win a couple games.
Yep.
It's like a Davey Martinez staple. So they had the Brewers in town and took 2 out of 3. They won Friday night. I'm sorry, they lost Friday night, and then they won both games over the weekend. Yesterday was a nail-biter. Finnegan came in and closed it out. Mm-hmm. And this is not a playoff season. I don't think anybody's confused by that. But you love, I think they fell to 11 games, maybe 12 even, mm-hmm. under 500. They're now back to 10. I think they'll be looking to get it back to single digits again.
Yep.
Series starts today against the San Francisco Giants here at home.
Giants.
They got four in a row with the Giants tonight through Thursday. I know the San Francisco Giants, I guess because they used to play in New York or whatever, they have like a huge fan base and following. I bet those will be some pretty good, fun crowds at Nats Park. What's up with this hurricane, though? Is rain coming? Do we know?
Well, rain may be coming, but it came on land as a Category 1.
Is that high or low?
That's low.
Okay.
5 is the highest, right? A landfill?
Sounds right to
me. I thought you were a weatherman.
Yeah, landfill. I thought you knew everything,
landfill. That's why we ask you questions all the damn time.
I tell you what, maybe I'll text Camera and see if we can get like a legit weather report for tomorrow. Because I wonder if you're trying to go, I'm just looking at my phone. And it says the Nats play tonight at 6:45, tomorrow at 6:45, Wednesday 6:45, and then Thursday is a 4:00. If you're trying to go to this Nats game and you got, what is it, Debbie? Is that who's down there?
Yeah.
Hurricane Debbie or Tropical Storm Debbie?
Debbie.
Like, let's hope, I mean, seriously, knock on wood, that it doesn't seem like this storm is that bad, that there'll be like death and destruction, and we all hope and pray that. But it does seem like there could be enough rain to impact baseball that doesn't play in the rain.
True.
So I'd keep an eye on if you want to go to a Nats game, I'd go tonight or maybe tomorrow, because later in the week looks a little bit dicey. Mm-hmm. Did you watch any baseball this weekend, or were you just, when did you drive back from Dewey? Saturday?
Yesterday. Saturday.
So you got back Saturday.
My little days are thrown off now. Yeah, Saturday. I came back Saturday.
You guys watch any of the baseball this weekend?
Training camp yesterday.
That's right. Because when did you start signing yesterday?
10:30. Well, 10:45.
Okay.
Because practice went a little longer yesterday.
Yeah, I think yesterday was their longest practice of the year.
Yeah.
Anytime we talk about our baseball here on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. In that big win yesterday the Nats had over the Brewers, I think it was a fellow by the name of James Wood with a big late hit that powered Washington. They did give up 3, I think, in the 8th, which made it a little dicey. But all in all,
clutch, man.
Yo, I mean, he could
real
be
real deal, Jay.
He could very much be the real deal, and that is wildly, wildly exciting in Natstown. Now I got people texting me weather updates. According to Greg Height, the temperatures are supposed to drop Wednesday as Hurricane Debbie gets to town, and it looks like a ton of rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Dude. All right, Wednesday shows 65%. Thursday, 65%. Friday, 70%. And then Saturday, 40%.
What does the weather look like for the Meadowlands on Saturday?
The Meadowlands.
Because I'm not necessarily fired up about a wet, soggy hurricane.
What's that area called?
Preseason.
Meadowlands, or is it called something?
Maybe East Rutherford.
East Rutherford.
But I think you could usually just write Meadowlands. At least AP Style allows you to write Meadowlands. The Nats have all California all the time. They got 4 against the Giants, then 3 against the Angels coming in after that. I don't know how those will all be impacted. We will be watching, paying attention. And then they go up to Baltimore for 2 against the O's. That'd be kind of fun to
New Jersey. Damn.
We talked about it last week, how just when you think the Nats are cooked and everything's going to kind of fall apart,
they come right back.
They usually win a couple games.
Yep.
It's like a Davey Martinez staple. So they had the Brewers in town and took 2 out of 3. They won Friday night. I'm sorry, they lost Friday night, and then they won both games over the weekend. Yesterday was a nail biter. Finnegan came in and closed it out. Mm-hmm. And it was you know, this is not a playoff season. I don't think anybody's confused by that. But you love, I think they fell to 11 games, maybe 12 even, under 500. They're now back to 10. I think they'll be looking to get it back to single digits again.
Yep.
Series starts today against the San Francisco Giants here at home.
Giants.
They got four in a row with the Giants tonight through Thursday. I know the San Francisco Giants, I guess because they used to play in New York or whatever, they have like a huge fan base and following. I bet those will be some pretty good, fun crowds at Nats Park. What's up with this hurricane, though? Are we is rain coming? Do we know?
Well, rain may be coming, but it came on land as a Category 1.
Is that high or low?
That's low.
Okay.
5 is the highest, right? A landfill?
Sounds right to
me. I thought you were a weatherman.
Yeah, landfill. I thought
you knew everything, man. Landfill. That's why we ask you questions all the damn time.
I tell you what, maybe I'll text Cameron and see if we can get like a legit weather report for tomorrow. Because I wonder if you're trying to go, I'm just looking at my phone and it says the Nats play tonight at 6:45, tomorrow at 6:45, Wednesday 6:45, and then Thursday is a 4 o'clock. If you're trying to go to this Nats game and you got, what is it, Debbie? Is that who's down there?
Yeah.
Hurricane Debbie? Or Tropical Storm Debbie?
Debbie.
Like, I don't, let's hope, I mean, seriously, knock on wood, that it doesn't seem like this storm is that bad, that there'll be, like, death and destruction, and we all hope and pray that. But it does seem like there could be enough rain to impact baseball that doesn't play in the rain.
True.
So I'd keep an eye on, if you want to go to a Nats game, I'd go tonight, or maybe tomorrow, because later in the week looks a little bit dicey. Mm-hmm. Did you watch any baseball this weekend, or were you just, when did you drive back from Dewey? Saturday?
Yesterday. Saturday.
So you got back Saturday.
My little days are thrown off now. Yeah, Saturday. I came back Saturday.
You guys watch any of the baseball this weekend?
Training camp yesterday.
That's right. Because when did you start signing yesterday?
10:30. Well, 10:45.
Okay.
Because practice went a little longer yesterday.
Yeah, I think yesterday was their longest practice of the year.
Yeah.
Anytime we talk about our baseball here on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. In that big win yesterday the Nats had over the Brewers, I think it was a fellow by the name of James Wood with a big late hit that powered Washington. They did give up 3, I think, in the 8th, which made it a little dicey. But all in all,
clutch, man.
Yo, I mean, he could
real
be
real deal, Jay.
He could very much be the real deal, and that is wildly, wildly exciting in Natstown. Now I got people texting me weather updates. According to Greg Height, the temperatures are supposed to drop Wednesday as Hurricane Debbie gets to town. And it looks like a ton of rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Dude. All right, Wednesday shows 65%. Thursday, 65%. Friday, 70%. And then Saturday, 40%.
What does the weather look like for the Meadowlands on Saturday?
The Meadowlands.
Because I'm not necessarily fired up about a wet, soggy hurricane.
What's that area called?
Preseason.
Meadowlands, or is it called something?
Maybe East Rutherford.
East Rutherford.
But I think you could usually just write Meadowlands. At least AP Style allows you to write Meadowlands. The Nats have all California all the time. They got 4 against the Giants, then 3 against the Angels coming in after that. I don't know how those will all be impacted. We will be watching, paying attention. And then they go up to Baltimore for 2 against the O's. That'd be kind of fun to
New Jersey. Damn.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.